No time for an intro. Let's get straight into it. This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I am your host, Chris Cote, trying to finish up this podcast before the damn total eclipse of the sun. Well, it's partial in my area, but I'm telling you, it's going to be wild. Who knows what's going to happen? So hopefully, if you're listening to this during the eclipse, said eclipse here on August 21st, 2017, you hit pause and then go look at it for a minute with glasses on. We don't want any of our audience vision impaired. Unless you already are, and that's totally fine. I'm vision impaired. I got glasses, the whole deal, but I do have eclipse glasses. That's neither here nor there. We've got a lot to get into. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, and I've got action sports news to cover. The Monday Mass is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and Gnarlywood. Gnarlywood is your business amplifier, you know, 3PL, third-party logistics, warehousing, e-com, photography, design, everything. They do it all. Does your business need a boost in the back end? Oh, that sounds crazy. Hit up Gnarlywood. Follow us at Gnarlywood. Quincy Woodwrights, USA-made skateboards. They grow the trees up in Michigan. They cut the trees there, and they cut them down into skateboards, and boom, they wind up in Carlsbad, and then they wind up under your feet. You're shredding. So there you have it. Those are your presenting sponsors here for the Monday Mass. Let's get into it. Let's start with surf news. We've got some great guests. It's going to be awesome. Here we go. Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops, five shops in San Diego County. That's right, South Coast Surf Shops. Go to at South Coast on Instagram. Check out their stuff. Five shops all over San Diego. Bam! Here we go. We've got two guests calling in from two polar opposite sides of the planet. And they're both named Ben. It's crazy. But before we get to our Bens, let's talk about some cool stuff I saw on the internet this weekend. One of them's on Surfline. It's called Technicolor. We got Josh Kerr, Caio Ibelli. I don't mean to say that with like a Portuguese. Caio Ibelli. It almost sounds Italian. Caio Ibelli, ripper. And Damien Hobgood. They're trying to find the best one board quiver. The elusive one boarder. So wherever you're going on your surf trip, you only want to bring one board. That's what these guys went down to try to figure out. It's on the chemistry, Sharp Eye, Panda, Proctor, Stamps. There's a bunch. They wrote a bunch of boards. And to me, the one board quiver is the holy grail. You can ride it in slop. You can ride it in good waves. These guys did some of the legwork for us. Of course, all three of these guys would rip on any board. But it's cool. I love looking at surfboards. I know you do too. So check it out. Surfline, Technicolor. This is not a paid advertisement. I thought it was a cool feature. So there you have it. You can go check that out. What else do we got? Let's get right into our guests. So we're going to start off with an East Coast New Jersey report with my man, Ben Gravy. Ben Gravy called in after getting absolutely shacked surfing hurricane waves in a hurricane, not in a hurricane, before or after. Let him explain. I don't know anything about hurricane surfing, but he does. Here goes Ben Gravy. What's up?
What's up, Monday Mass listeners? Ben Gravy here, freshly back on the East Coast after a 10-day trip to California. Having the time of my life, hit up the U.S. Open with the WSL, scored a day at the Wedge, and searched for as many novelties as I possibly could. Flew home on the red eye from LAX to Philadelphia, touched down and landed just in time to catch Tropical Storm Gert as it passed New Jersey and made its way up the East Coast, giving all the boys 5 to 7 foot clean nuking barrels. I took a break from my normal novelty hunting Wednesday morning and found myself some actual barrels out in the ocean. We woke up early and we waited for the tide to drop all the way out and turn around. When the tide started pushing in, it gave us 2 solid hours of perfect offshore surf. The entire East Coast lit up with New Jersey and the Outer Banks of North Carolina getting some of the best swell and some of the best waves, with conditions well overhead for the majority of the morning. As the afternoon rolled around, the wind went onshore as it usually does here on the East Coast, and the waves dissipated to about 2 to 3 feet and left us all waiting for our next tropical storm or hurricane to make its way up the East Coast. If you want to see the full video from the storm, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/BenGravy with two Y's, BENGRAVYY. Or you could check out some action on surfline.com. They actually put one of my video clips up there. Other than that, stoked to give you guys an update from the boys here on the East Coast. This is Ben Gravy signing out, saying keep listening to the Monday Mass, the world's best and greatest action sports podcast. Chris Cote is the man. Keep living for what you believe in and chasing the dream. I'm going to go find myself some novelty ways, and I will catch you guys next time. Nub Nation for the win. You. Thanks, Chris.
Nub Nation, what up? Yeah, that gets me hyped hearing that our brothers and sisters in New Jersey and all up and down the East Coast absolutely scored with the worst hurricane name ever, or the best, Gert. And I'm sorry if your name is Gert and I just ruined it, but I'm telling you, Gert, it's actually growing on me. Hurricane Gert. I like it. It's kind of fun to say. Gert. Gert. Hurricane Gert. Ben Gravy and the crew getting piped. Now let's go all the way from the barrels and nukage of New Jersey all the way to the other side of the world. We've got a homie. Now his name is Ben Mondi. Ben Mondi is a journalist, and he's writing for he writes for Grind TV. He writes for WorldSurfLeague.com. I read an article that he had just put up last week, you know, right after Tahiti. Basically it was called the Magnificent Seven. And this is pretty historic. I mean, is that too grandiose of a word? It's cool. This is interesting. It's fascinating how this is about to go down. So we have seven surfers, male surfers, on the World Championship Tour that are all in contention for a possible world title. And we're over halfway through the year. Things are getting exciting, surf fans. Yes, things are getting exciting. And it's really fun because these seven surfers, they've all got a shot. And they're all, you know, there's some new names up in the mix. There's, of course, your old favorites, your enemies are in there, depending on who you're a fan of. But let me go over to Ben Mondi. He's called in from France. And he was up late making the call. And let's hear Ben Mondi's views and opinions on how this whole thing's going to shake down. This is Ben Mondi with his Magnificent Seven.
Hello, my name is Ben Mondi. I'm a surf journalist and founder of the Surf Europe podcast, the very podcast that makes Cote's claim that this one is the world's greatest action sports podcast as utter bullshit. But enough about that. My thought for this Monday is on the world title race. I'm not sure about you guys, but that's what keeps me awake at night, staring up in the sky, just dreaming about professional surfing, about this year's race, you know? When, after Billabong Pro in Tahiti, we saw Gabby Medina channel his inner Lance Burkhart for a whole week. Geez, it was gnarly. It wasn't likeable. It wasn't pretty. But he got all the way to the final, and when Julian beat him, that meant that we now had seven winners out of seven events in this year, which just made makes it wide open. Those two, Gabby and Julian, now join the top five as genuinely in the hunt for the world title race. I think there's about 5,000 points between the seven of them, and it's just genuinely exciting. So we've got Geordie Smith, the South African, you know, the talent of his generation, probably after Taj Burrow, the best guy ever to win a world title. He's got nipples that are very close together. He's got the yellow jersey, and he's in with a chance to be the first South African world champ since Sean Thompson, 1977. We've got John Florence, obviously the world's best surfer. How is he not winning? I don't know, but he isn't. It makes it exciting. We've got Wilco. Who doesn't love Wilco? I love Wilco. I love his hair. I love his backhand snaps. I love his approach. He's in the mix. Owen Wright, maybe one of the great comeback stories of all time. He had his brain bended in half last year. He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. He couldn't smoke. He couldn't do anything. Now he's back charging, and he's right in the mix. He's being calm. He's being solid. He could win a world title. We've got Adriana de Souza. We've got Adriana de Souza. Then we've got Julian Wilson. So handsome. Can do it all. Airs, barrels. He's won his three events at Pipeline, Chopes, and Super Tubes. You do the math on that. And then we've got Gabby Medina. He's won before. He seems pretty fired up. When he came second, he cried like a baby. I mean, that's got to mean something, hasn't it? And what that means, guys, is that the old guard, Slater, is gone. He's in a moon boot in LA. See you later. Parco, he's having too much fun. He's cruising. It's the end of his career. He's still amazing, but he's not in the mix. Mick Fanning, he's come back from his sabbatical. He seems to have found that there is life away from pro surfing. He's having, you know, he's expanded his horizons, but he's not winning heats. So he's gone. So those three, you know, who are, along with Taj, retired last year, that they've dominated for 10 years, and all of a sudden they're drifting off, and who's taking their place? Seven guys, aged between 23 and 30. They know each other inside out. They've all got their own sort of strengths and weaknesses. They cover Brazil, Hawaii, Australia. It's a great mix. It's a great generational talent. These are the guys that's going to take the future of the sport for the next 5 to 10 years. And I can't wait. Now, I don't know who's out there listening to this. I don't know if there's 5 or 6 or 7 of you. But for me, you know, for once, well, the first time in a while, there's a genuine sense of excitement. I'm excited. I'm easily excitable, as you can tell. But that's my rant for Monday. Enjoy your day and get a dog up ya.
Get a dog up ya. What does that mean, Ben? Thank you, Ben Mundy. Mundy. And yes, listen to the Surf Europe podcast. It's the best podcast about surfing in all of Europe. I can say that with conviction. And now Ben has made an appearance on the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me. Not just in America, though, in the world. Anyway, let's get back to it. Yes, so as Ben said, Jordy Smith, currently wearing that yellow Jeep ratings leader jersey. And that is, everyone's been saying he's the best surfer in the world, never to have won a world title. That remains to be seen. I feel like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So I would almost take the top three or the top four. Unfortunately, I'm saying it's a no-go for Wilco, Adriano, Owen. And I love those guys, don't get me wrong. But I'm looking at a title race that's going to come down to Jordy Smith, John Florence, Gabriel Medina. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm setting that out now. In case it happens, I'll feel very smart and knowledgeable. If it doesn't happen, I'll say, what are you talking about? I never said that. So I got my easy out. So we had two Bens in surf news. That's tight. Thank you, Ben Gravy, Ben Mondi. Don't forget, Nub Nation, check him out. Ben Gravy, two Y's. And of course, check out Ben Mondi. He writes for WorldSurfLeague.com. And also, check out the Surf Europe podcast. Is that it for surf news? Yeah, man. That was good. Two guests? That's tight. Oh, yeah. Seawolf. New film out. I missed the premiere on Friday. I'm sorry. I'm going to find it. You should find it. Apparently, this movie is epic. Seawolf out now. We'll be talking to the director, editor, filmer, etc. Another guy named Ben. Hopefully. I hit him up. What's up? Hit me back. And we'll talk about Seawolf next episode. Oh, the eclipse is coming. So it's skate news. Let's get into skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Masterplan PR at Masterplan PR. These folks rule. When it comes to public relations, communications, Masterplan PR, they got me covered. They're getting Monday Mass around the world and back. Monday Mass is the world's greatest action sports podcast, the world's fastest growing action sports podcast. The numbers tell us this. They're doing analytics, folks. It's awesome. Okay, so King of the Road is over. And I'm sad because this is the best King of the Road ever. Thrasher Magazine, Viceland, team up to bring you King of the Road 2017. It was Creature. It was Death Wish. It was Enjoy. And we have some, if you haven't watched the final episode, spoiler alert. This is a spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the final episode, I'm gonna break some news here. This happened on, I watched it on Friday. I don't have Viceland in my house, unfortunately. So I watch it on ThrasherMagazine.com. But it was a great episode. This was the award show, hosted by Mike Burnett. And this was epic. I mean, this is so fun to watch. And I'll give you some audio. What are we gonna start with here?
For the boss toss is Dean Williams. So you came off a hellacious knee injury right before this trip.
Yeah, yeah. It's king of the road. You got to toss yourself. I mean, attaboy.
Neen Williams with the first award of the night, the boss toss. What, he did a heel flip down the 118 stairs? Let's get into more awards. All right, so as it stood at the beginning of the show, it was looking like Deathwish was looking like the ones to beat.
To the King of the Road Spirit Award, he is winning Best Trick Over a Twerker, Best Works Haircut, Best Prank Victim, Best Wally Out the
Trophy
teammate,
Cases Are Big Enough,
Grossest Thing Eaten, and Best Trick on a Tree. David,
thank you.
This is like real news, guys, girls, King of the Road fans. This is real news. David Gravett with the Spirit Award. I think he won 10 awards in the night. And Burnett said it best. Nobody encompasses the King of the Road spirit more than David Gravett. Team Creature coming up there. And Gravett, I feel like he's underrated for how good he is. The dude can do anything on a skateboard. If you don't believe me, rewatch King of the Road. He is in the running for MVP, folks. What's next?
Yeah, boy. My money man right here. Come on, big boy. Boy!
Thanks, Doc.
Always.
Thank you so much.
No.
Thanks so much.
What was it like?
Going out there was crazy, just bunch of stuff you don't want to do just thrown at you, but you just gotta try to get done. So thank you, everyone. It was great.
Jamie Foy winning Phelps' Choice, and you'd have to say Foy in the running for MVP. And who's Phelps' growls? Scary. Well, that's a great award to win. That is illustrious, to say the least. What else will we give away?
Samaria Brevard.
Samaria Brevard taking the Mystery Guest MVP award. Samaria, a ripping skater. She does it, you know, rails, ledges, she does it all. The Mystery Guests this year were amazing. But at the end of it, Samaria Brevard put up the most points, destroyed herself skating a rail in Hawaii, got right back up, hit the rail again, made it. I love how she skates. Samaria Brevard, Mystery Guest MVP. Ooh, we're getting down to the big ones. Here we go.
All right, let's give it up for Jamie Foy, Kevin Backel, and Jackson Pitt. And the winner, MVP, is Jackson Pills.
MVP Jackson Pills stacking points for Team Enjoy. And it was sick. Right after he got the MVP award, boom, Enjoy turns him pro. And I was surprised that he wasn't pro before watching him skate. This dude's been Skater of the Year in Australia for, what, 5 times? But he's pro. Go by his board, Jackson Pills, MVP of the 2017 Thrasher Magazine King of the Road, new pro for Enjoy. Go to your local skate shop, buy his board, get psyched. Let's get down to it. Who took out the whole thing? Who won King of the Road?
In third place, let's put our hands together for him, Deathwish. You guys killed it. So
the winner would be the next cover of the most treasured, prestigious front in all of Borden. Let's see it. Oh, yeah! Enjoy! Second place, Detroit!
I don't know what happened at the end there. Things got a little loose. But Jake Phelps from Thrasher Magazine announces it. Boom. And Joy is your winner for 2017 King of the Road. 8,150 points, $50,000, and the cover of Thrasher Magazine. And again, even if you don't skate, even if you don't even care about skateboarding, this is good television, folks. Thrasher Magazine, King of the Road, 2017 is done. I'm already looking forward to next year. Congratulations, Mike Burnett, Jake Phelps, the whole Thrasher crew. You guys killed it, Viceland. I mean, hey, the editing, it was tight. And I had no idea who won till the very end. So how fun was that to watch go down? So what do we have now? We got to wait till next year, 2018, Thrasher Magazine, King of the Road, coming soon. They might be out there now filming it. Who knows? But, yeah, that's the winner and Joy. So, you know, hook them up. Go buy Jackson Pill's new pro board from Enjoy. What else? Oh, recommended viewing, folks. Recommended viewing. Extra Flair. Raven Tershey. Oh, my God. Watch this. Raven Tershey. Extra Flair. It's on the internet. It will get you psyched. Raven rules. Yeah, there's a lot of good skateboarding on the internet, but man, Extra Flair. Boom. What else do we have in skate news? I think that's it. Let's move on. Oh, the eclipse is here. No, almost. Nope. It's not the eclipse, but it's something just as unique, just as strange. I'm talking about who I believe is one of the most punk rock skateboarders on the planet. Why? He does not give a shit what you think about him. He does his own tricks. And he skates to his own drummer, to say the least. And the guy's got haters, he's got lovers, and he is a completely unique and interesting individual. And I'm fascinated by him. His name is Beaver Fleming. And I randomly got in my mind, I gotta talk to this dude, because he is a force of positivity. I've seen him roll up at Vans Park Series events and people go, oh, Beaver's here. And then 5 minutes later, they're cheering for the dude because he's doing some of the craziest tricks you've ever seen. It's wild to see how fast the coolest of the cool will turn around. They see, oh, this guy, helmet, gloves. What is this? What is this freak show about to go down? Boom, he backflip, kickflip over the spine. People going, oh my God, that's Beaver Fleming. So I got a chance. Beaver lives right here in San Diego. So he just won Skater Cross at the Clash at Claremont, helped raise a bunch of money for Mike Rogers and Grind for Life at the Clash at Claremont. The dude rules. He's got a show on YouTube, Motivational Mondays, Monday Motivation, and he's helping people. So hate on him or not, the dude is helping people. Let's hear what Beaver has to say about why he skates like he does, who he does it for, and just what's his deal? Because when you meet this guy, you can't help but, it's infectious. He's a nice dude. You can't help but become a Beaver fan.
Knoxville, Tennessee. And kind of got into skating, watching my brother play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. And remembered he got a board for Christmas and went out in the garage, dug it out, and just threw it up the ground and fell in love. And I've been skating ever since. And then when I was 17, I went to Woodward West for the final year of my high school when they were doing the Woodward U program. And finished up school there. And Travis Pastrana and Lindsay Hawkins came up there right after they'd gotten married and stuff. So they cruised up. And just to skate, hang out, whatever. And then he saw me trying some crazy stuff in the foam pit and was like, dude, we got to have you a part of our tour. And then ended up connecting with him there, got his contact info, and then he hit me up. And then I found out a month later I was going to be in Australia. And so ever since then, I've been traveling the world with the Nitro Circus crew, doing the live shows, filming different stuff. And then here recently just gotten more into the competitive world with doing contests and stuff like that. And recently just moved down to San Diego about a year ago now. And loving it, training hard every day, just skating, having fun, and just living the lifestyle out here. It's everything I've always dreamed of, especially coming from Tennessee. It's been so different. Just getting out of town, a lot of people there just stay kind of where they're at. It's just really small town feel. high school football games are like the biggest thing to happen. So I had so much more of a dream and a desire to achieve something in the skate world, which made it tough sometimes. A lot of people didn't understand or were like, what are you going to do with your life? But now I'm seeing the fruit of just working hard and just having that dream and following it with all you got. And it's amazing. I'm basically living my dream 100% now, just getting to live and skate and travel the world. It's pretty incredible. Right or wrong way to skate, and there's so many things that have been kind of untapped, and not too many people do flips and stuff like that, so seeing different ways to flip and spin and do stuff like that, and then also like the tomahawk Superman thing, like things like that. Just I've always loved watching like motocross and BMX, and so trying to figure out like BMX tricks or moto tricks to do on a skateboard is always kind of fun and interesting. And yeah, it just keeps me like hungry and creative to be able to not necessarily only get inspiration from skating, but all different sorts of action sports. I love still like trying to push around, and I still try and skate rails and stuff like that every now and then too, and that's fun too. But I just feel like there's no, I mean, as it always has been, there's no limits to it. So I'm not the typical skateboarder, but what's awesome is what skating I feel was created on was there was no right or wrong way to do it, no right or wrong way to dress or act. So I'm just trying to keep that approach to it. And it's like, yeah, I might dress different, I might wear a helmet, but at the same time, I'm skateboarding the way I want to do it, because skateboarding, that's what it's all about. If you're a skateboarder, you're skateboarding the way you want to and not caring what anyone thinks. That's like the whole kind of basis of what skating was founded upon. So maybe I look kooky or do funny tricks or whatever, but ultimately, if I was skating to impress people, I'd be doing it for the wrong reasons. You know, I'm just out there to have fun and push myself and see what's possible for myself personally and just enjoy it with anybody. I always try and tell myself every day on a skateboard is pretty awesome. You know, it's pretty incredible that I get to do that, and I just want to enjoy it as much as I can. So just being on a board pumps me out of my mind. So after my runs, usually if I pull it, I'm super stoked. And if not, I'm just stoked for the opportunity to be there and hang out with everyone and just enjoy skateboarding with everyone. Clash at Claremont, supporting Grind for Life, is always an epic event. And the Motivational Mondays is something that I kind of really got inspired to from just different friends and stuff at skate parks and contests. They're like, man, how are you so pumped up all the time? And I was like, man, there's an opportunity to kind of speak into people's lives and just give them some thoughts about what I do in my daily life to really help me get that mindset of not worrying about fear or just pushing through and not worrying about what others think and stuff. And just seeing the fruit of it has been more than anything to me. I might not have hundreds of thousands of views, but I got a direct message from a kid that had a terrible crash snowboarding and was going to give it up. And then he hit me up and was like, hey, man, this video really spoke to me, and I'm getting on my skateboard today, and I can't wait to get back on the mountain this winter. But he was going to completely give it up like a 15-year-old kid. And I was just like, man, through what I'm speaking can actually help someone overcome these challenges. Like, that's more powerful than anything I do on my board. So that just really gives me the motivation to go out there and just try and inspire people in any different way. Because I see just a lot of people kind of tolerating and struggling where they're at, but I think every single person is capable of creating the life that they want and following their dreams and making it happen. So just really trying to push through in that, and then competing. I'm going to China for a vert contest the first week of September, and then hitting a Nitro tour in South Africa coming in October. You can follow me at Beaver Fleming, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then the Skating Beaver YouTube channel. That's where the longer videos are with the Motivational Monday and just kind of recaps of the events that I'm doing. I just put one of Skatercross today, so you can check everything out there and stay tuned on that. And yeah, that's pretty much where you can find me.
Right? Beaver Fleming. I like this dude. And again, the reason I feel like he is one of the most punk rock skateboarders we got right now is because he truly does not care what you think. He's doing this because he loves it. And he's said it, you know, he might dress kooky, wear a helmet. He's just doing it to inspire himself, to inspire other people. And that's why I think this dude's rad. Beaver Fleming. And, you know, he's always fun to watch skate. And he's a showman. And I think it's interesting that he comes from more of that, you know, Nitro Circus stunt show world than skating a curb in front of his house. And it really does show that there is endless possibilities to skating. And I liked what he said as well about basically learning and wanting to skate by watching Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I feel like there's a whole generation there that's what they saw. I mean, that's why he's doing, you know, backflip, kickflip variations, because he grew up watching a video game thinking, oh, that's how you do it. He didn't grow up watching, you know, virtual reality or Streets of Fire. He grew up watching a video game thinking, oh, okay, that's skateboarding. You do flips and it's cool. So Beaver Fleming fans or not, I back this dude. He's rad. What else we got for skate news? I think that's it. Oh yeah, that's it. Let's go to snow. Hold up, before snow news, and I didn't quite know where to fit this, skimboarding news. I love skimboarding. I grew up skimboarding part-time. So I'm not new to this. I'm not jumping the bandwagon. Although I'm fully on this guy's bandwagon. The winner of the Victoria Pro in Laguna Beach over the weekend skimboarding contest, Blair Conklin. How sick is Blair Conklin? Are you kidding me? Find him on Instagram now. Watch his videos. He skimboards like John surfs. One of the smoothest dudes. I mean, it's insane to watch. I posted a Blair Conklin video just randomly on my Instagram, and it blew up. So people are hyped on this guy. Blair Conklin winning the Victoria Pro. And in the women's, it was Jordan Satea. So both skimmers from Exile Skimboards. It is my goal to get myself an Exile skimboard. So should we add skimboarding? Whenever there's pertinent skimboarding news, it's going to be here on the Monday Mass, because skimboarding rules. And I'm going to skimboard more this year. That's my goal. All right. Congratulations, Blair Conklin. One of my favorite skimboarders. G. O'Brien, Bill Bryan. I mean, there's a list. Austin. Skimboarding's sick. That's my quote. That's my quote for the day. Skimboarding's sick. But you have to say it like that. Skimboarding's sick. I love it. Congratulations. That's it. Oh, snow news. Almost forgot about snow news. Because there's a freaking eclipse about to happen. So if you're snowboarding, watching the eclipse, good for you. Is Mammoth still open? You know what? I forgot to call my snowboarder friends. I forgot to look into snow news, and that's on me. So maybe today is not the world's greatest action sports podcast because I have no snow news. Because everyone's in the Southern Hemisphere doing stuff down there, training for the Olympics and an airbag somewhere. Promise you next week, more snow news. We had a great snow news. Listen to last week's show. Corey Mack called in from High Cascade Snowboard Camp, and they're fine. Is that snow news? I don't know. Go to snowboarding.transworld.net. Go to snowboarder.com. Go to Yo Beat. There's good stuff. And I will go there next week and report to you. Snow news is brought to you by Tory Holistics. And it probably seems like I've been dipping in to the cannabis because I don't have snow news, but I didn't. I'm busy. That's not an excuse for the people out there listening, wanting to know, dude, what's up in the snow? I know surf, title race, and all that. I know the skimboarding world champion is. You know, I know who won King of the Road, but I don't know nothing about snow. Thanks, dude. Thanks, Monday Mass, for nothing. Snow news, no snow news is brought to you. It's kind of like Seinfeld. This is a part of the show about nothing. Do you ever wonder when you go snowboarding and you smoke weed in the trees and you lose your friends and you have no service on the mountain? Asking for a friend. Do you ever notice? Snow news. News about nothing. Next week, for sure, tons of snow news. So much snow news, it's going to blow your mind. This week, not much. Brought to you by Tory Holistics. CBDs. Get on them. You want to talk CBDs? Direct message me. I'll tell you about CBDs. They're the best. This has been the snow news section of the Monday Mass. I apologize. Please don't wake me from this, my golden slumber. And that's been the world's greatest action sports podcast, except for snow news, which, again, will be better next week. Hey, this show brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and Gnarlywood, and, of course, the U Online Network. Go to youonline.com for all your needs in regards to Southern California lifestyle, stuff we love, like Mexican food, music, craft beer, cannabis culture, you know, cool stuff. And we've got you clothing too. Cantori and you. Cantori and you, the podcast, he's got the guy who allegedly or did grab Taylor Swift's butt. How's that for a get? One of the most hated men in America. And he's actually seems likable on the podcast. Yay. You listen to it, you decide. Right? Check it out. I'm going to go get my little eclipse glasses and put them on. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I hope you enjoyed the eclipse. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass. Rate and review this podcast, why don't you? Bye.